Hey, what's up, everybody? This is 65 Lokes. You're tuned in to episode 19 of Scale Riders. My special guest tonight is Andres Dominguez, also known on Instagram at Laying Low Hobbies. What's up, dude? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Alrighty.
Pretty good. Hey, thank you for being on the show.
Oh, I appreciate, you know, you letting me come on.
Yeah, man. I you know, when we last time I saw you was at the park when we were over at the Lowballers meet, and you know, we're hanging out, we're talking about stuff, and even from then I was like, man, I want to get him on. I need to you know, like, fit you on the schedule with everybody, cuz it's been cool, man. Like, you know, I want to get everybody on, and it's pretty dope that, you know, you guys are down, like, to help me out and be a part of this, cuz it helps a lot when we're doing, you know, with the podcast. And I don't know, man, I'm just very grateful that you guys are down to be doing this with me.
Well, no, dude, I mean, like I said before, you know, it's something good. I think, you know, it brings light into the hobby and not also into the industry. Let people know who, you know, what we do in the modeling industry, you know, not only, you know, cars, but, you know, other aspects of it, you know, and maybe inspire someone to dive in, you know, and pick it up, you know, cause it's, you know, it's dying. You know what I mean? We gotta get these younger generation, you know, try to compete with the cell phones and video games and all that, you know what I mean? And let it grow and continue growing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it's like, I wanted to know, like, how long have you been into, like, scale modeling?
Oh, well, I've been doing it since I was 10. And my dad was doing it for a while. He's the one that, you know, introduced me and got me into it. And then I started doing a lot of RC. And stuff. So I was racing professionally, you know, RC and stuff. And then around, you know, I was doing 10, you know, off and on building and stuff. And then when I turned about 15, I think it was when I took it serious. You know what I mean? It just started building and stuff and going to these shows and, you know, start, you know, seeing what people were doing, you know, and then a little, as little, you know, as time went by, you know, your skill level, you know, you start growing and stuff. You start learning from other builders and stuff. And, you know, I've been doing it ever since then, you know, until now.
Yeah. And when you were young, when you were doing it back then, were you already into building lowriders, or were you doing other type, different genres of builds?
No, my main focus was lowriders. Because, like I said, my dad, you know, used to do that back in the day. He used to cruise a boulevard and all that stuff in the 70s and stuff. And, you know, used to do cars, you know, used to paint and stuff. And, you know, that's mainly what I was doing. And then, you know, and then started doing, like, the hoppers, you know, and then stopped for a while. And then, you know, took on the RC scene for a while, and then, you know, got back into it again. And it's always been a passion of mine, you know, cars in general, you know, not only low riders, but the hot rods, you know, your imports, your mini trucks, you know, your trucks, you know, I like all styles, you know, but my main, you know, focus and background and stuff is low riding, you know, because it's in my blood. So, you know, you can't get away from that.
Yeah. Was there people that that were influencing you, or things that you saw in magazines that just blew you away, that you wanted to expand on that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was, back then, you know, you had a lot of good builders out there, you know, who been building and stuff, doing crazy stuff, doing crazy modifications. Like, you know, you had Roger Chavez. He used to, I mean, this guy was crazy with, you know, plastic, you know, he used to chop it up and do some crazy modifications, you know, to these things, you know. And then you had, you know, everybody, you know, Willie Senior and Junior, from Down to Scale. I mean, you know, the stuff that they were producing and stuff. And then you had David Anthony Garcia, the stuff that he's been doing. And then you also had Biggs from MCBA, you know, out there doing his thing, and Joe. And then obviously, you know, Armando Flores, you know, he had him doing his stuff out there, you know, and going to these shows and stuff, you know, I wasn't really going to compete or anything. I was mainly going, you know, checking out what everybody was doing. Cause back then you didn't have the internet, you know what I mean? You didn't have the way to communicate or other builders that were, you know, close by and stuff where you lived. So going to these shows and stuff, seeing new things, you know, just blew you away, you know, and then got to the point where, you know what, I need to step up my game, you know, I need to get my skills better, you know, focus on certain things, you know, improve my skills as years went by.
Yeah, that's dope. Like to be able to see all that around that time to be influenced. It's for me, it was crazy. Like where I lived in Oxnard, everything outside of Oxnard just seemed far away. Like whether if I was going to go visit family in Anaheim, even though it was like an hour and 15 or an hour and a half, to me, that just felt like, man, that's like another state. It felt like it was like far away. So whenever I would look at Lowrider Bicycle Magazine, they would kind of mention the cities of where the artists were from. And I used to be like, man, that's like really far away. Like I'll probably never see this stuff in person, like ever, yeah. You know? So it's just, it's a trip to me now that I've been lucky enough to meet some of these artists now. You know, they're still doing their thing. And or sometimes you just, you know, through mutual friends or on Instagram, you interact and it's just like it's awesome that they're still around. And because it's in your blood. You know, this is never going to end. You're going to continue building and creating, you know.
Oh, yeah, dude. As long as God willing, dude, health wise, you know what I mean? I'm going to do this to the day I die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I told my wife already, you know what I mean? This is something where, you know, I'm passionate about. And not only that, but also, you know, looking at other people's stuff, you know what I mean? Because as you grow, you get to see how other people grow in the industry, you know, and the canvas, you know, the art that they bring to the table, you know what I mean? And it just fascinates me, you know what I mean? How, you know, this, you know, some people are low key, you know, don't want to show too much. But when you go see it at the show and stuff, you know, your jaw just drops, you know what I mean? You're like, what? You know, they were hiding this from everybody. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you gotta bring it out to the, you know, let people see, you know what I mean? But I understand why they do it too, you know, cause you know, you have people who are get into the build as you, and they were, oh, is it done yet? You know, what else did you do? You know what I mean? I understand that part too.
Yeah, it must be exciting though, just to be, you know, you go to a show and then bam, everyone busts out something new, something you haven't even seen. You know, sometimes when I'm hanging out with Armando, he'll tell me stories from back then of when he used to compete. And like you said, you know, back then there was no internet, there wasn't really anything of that such thing. You know, it was, everything was word of mouth or a flyer about the event. And, you know, if you were there, you got to witness it and firsthand. And, you know, if you had the opportunity to take pictures, you took pictures and that was it. You know, other than that, if it was either featured on the magazine or not, it was just like the tale of a legend, you know?
Yeah. You're right. You know, I mean, that's how it was back then. You know, back then, you know, if you didn't go to these shows, you know, I mean, you didn't get to witness what people were bringing out to the table because, like, you know, not everything makes it to the magazine. You know, they can't fill everybody in there. But I mean, there's some stuff out there, you know, used to, you know, blow me away. You know, I mean, not only that, but then, you know, back then before, you know, you had all these clubs, you know, Flying Colors, you know, Rolling Deep, you know, 19, 20 members, you know, like MCBA, you know, used to roll in there with 19, 20 members, you know what I mean? Down to Scale used to roll in there big too, you know, 15, 20 members, you know? And, you know, that, you know, aspect of it, you know what I mean? You know, they're still around and stuff, but, you know, I don't see it how it used to be, you know what I mean? Everybody there, you know, rolling deep, you know, yeah, as a group, you know what I mean? You know, hopefully with, you know, everything that's going on and, you know, the more publicity, you know, these guys get out there again, you know, let them know that they're still around, you know, that yeah, they're still building, they're still creating. You know, I know, you know, life gets in the way, you know, family, you know, personal problems and stuff like that. But, you know, I think, you know, if you love the hobby as much as, you know, you say you do, then you try to make the effort to try to go out there and support your local events, because the less support they get, they start packing up and not even bother, you know, putting on another event next year. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the support's a big factor. You know what I mean? Is that they got to go out there and support. You know what I mean? Because if they don't support, then, you know, there's no sense of, you know, putting these shows out for people. You know what I mean? If no one's going to show up, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And even in the last episode, you know, we were talking about that support. It's like a very important thing. But that's true, man. Like, if nobody is showing up at the shows to support it, either whether if it's attendance or participation, you know, both things, it starts to kind of die out little by little. And then at some point it's just done. It's it's an ending thing. But I just hope that, you know, more people get motivated to come out, whether it's to compete or even just a showcase
to hang out, dude, and talk top model cars, you know what I mean? Or whatever genre you're in, you know what I mean? Because in the long run, dude, like I said, you know, lately, you know, I've been going out there more and I can't wait for the next event, you know what I mean? Because you see so much, you know, eye candy, you know, so much inspired by other builders and stuff. You know, you have so much of a good time. That time goes by so quick that you're like, man, I can't wait for the next event, you know, to catch up with them again, you know, to see what they're, you know, what else they're going to bring to the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And lately, you know, like I said, now with, you know, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Twitter, YouTube and all that stuff, you know, and the forums and stuff that are still out there that are still active, you know, you get to see that. But I tell everybody, everything through a computer screen doesn't look as good as you see it in person.
Yeah.
You know I mean, and it's 100 times better seeing it in person than it is on a computer screen, you know? And now, you know, I like how I get to put faces to the people who I talk to through Instagram, you know what I mean? Because you just message back and forth, you know, and communicate that way, you know, and going to these shows and stuff, you know, you actually can put a face to that person, you know? Oh man. Okay. Now I know who you are. You know what I mean? And, it's just crazy for me, you know what I mean? And then seeing, you know, how some of them come out with their families and stuff, you know, have their sons, daughters and stuff there, you know, it's a family thing, you know, people need to understand it's a family thing, you know? And, you know, as long as the support, you know, that's the main factor, dude, is the support. You know, if everybody's out there supporting everybody, then I don't think this hobby will die.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. It's crazy because, you know, like last year, at the end of last year, I met Art Lasky. And he's been on the show, but he's also, when I met him, over time, I noticed like how passionate he is about model building and how much work he's putting into these shows, wanting to, you know, and taking the mantle to do like the SoCal NNL. And then now he has the LA Roadster show coming up. So, you know, those are things like definitely, you know, I want to support, come out, spread word. And also with Dwayne, with Lowballers, another guy who's very passionate about the hobby. And, you know, him and his crew are like, let's put these greeting meets together. So we can all meet each other, hang out, check each other's work. And even like, dude, how far did you drive to come out?
Oh, it was a 3.5-4-hour drive for me.
See, that's the mission. But hey, you made it out. And I mean, you met a lot of people and it was dope. It was worth it, right?
Oh, yeah. No, to me, it was definitely worth it. You know what I mean, that's why when they did the first one in January, the meet and greet. I was listening to their live feed and stuff, and they were looking for sponsors and stuff for the show and stuff. And I was like, you know, I like what you guys are doing because you guys are stepping up, you know, on your own and putting something together. You know what I mean? Trying to get people who are in the same, you know, passionate about model cars, but they opened it to everybody, you know, all genres, you know, not just cars. You know, which was cool. You know what I mean? And, you know, come and chill at the park. You know, who doesn't like doing that? You know, so I sponsored the first one, and fortunately, you know, health reasons, I couldn't make it to the first one. You know, and then and it was a success. You know what I mean? A lot of people, you know, good turnout and everything. And then I found that, you know, they hit me up again and asked me if I wanted to sponsor the second one. I was like, yeah, no, I have no problem sponsoring it. You know what I mean? And this time, you know, unfortunately, I left early, got there early, you know, before, you know, the setup time and everything set up and everything. Had a great time, man. I mean, not only that, dude, but people that were there at the park, you know, doing their own thing, mm-hmm. even came by and were looking at the cars. You know, they were fascinated. Hey, what's going on over there? You know, people that didn't come to the meet and greet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were inspired. You know what I mean? They were out there, you know, looking at the cars and stuff. And there was even people wanting to buy. You know, hey, you know, who built this? You know, is it for sale? You know, hey, talk to the builder. You know, you never yeah. know. You know, which was that's crazy. Right.
Yeah, you know? It is. Like what? Like you see, imagine if you were not into this, and you're just walking down the park. You're walking your dog, or you're walking with your girlfriend, and then all of a sudden you see a bunch of tents, and you're like, "What's going on over there?" And you see a bunch of colors and chrome parts, just, you know, like vibrant, like busting out. You're like, "Well, I want to go over there. I want to go see what's going on."
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, the attention's there, and that's what happened at the park, dude. I mean, the attention was there, and it was a lot bigger this time than it was the first time, you know what I mean? So definitely brought attention, you know, and I was, you know, happy to see, you know, everybody there, you know, talking with everybody, you know, everybody checking out everybody's work, you know, and even people asking questions, you know, and that was a good thing. You know what I mean? That's why these functions are good. You know what I mean? Cause if you have a question or you have a doubt about something, you know, you can go to these shows and stuff and talk to someone who is experienced in that, or airbrushing, or, you know, doing cutting open doors or hinges or chroming or anything, you know what I mean? And they were there answering questions, you know what I mean? Or even, hey, I'll help you out, no problem, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was
cool.
It was awesome that even Joke was there to hang out, and he brought out one of his builds. It wasn't done yet, but just like the way he brought it was dope to showcase it, to show it to all of us. You know how it is under the sun, you know, with all the products he's using with Createx, and just, you know, like that guy's been in the game for a long time, but he's like, he's been murking it. Like, and I'm always like, man, like, you were there front row seats, like when you were young to now, it's like dope.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I got, like I said, I got to see these guys when they were a lot younger, you know, doing it and stuff. And I was grateful enough that my pop was in the industry, you know, in the industry, and he was taking me to these shows, dude. I was like I said, 9, 10 years old, you know, running around, you know, going to these shows and stuff with them and stuff. And, you know, I was just blown away what these guys were doing with the tools that they had back then. You know what I mean? Cause, you know, a lot of them were doing out of rattle cans, you know, not everybody was using airbrush, you know what I mean? And it was just crazy. You know what I mean? And then now how the industry evolved to now, all the new tools are accessible to these, you know, the OGs that I like to call them, you know what I mean? It's like, blows my mind away, yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? And a lot of people, you know, I know they don't understand, you know, the model cars and stuff, you know what I mean? But once they go to a show and see how passionate these builders are, they come out with a different outcome, you know, than what they walked in there in the beginning. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was fortunate enough, you know, to do all that, you know, and now, you know, I took it to a whole nother level, you know, we started the business and stuff, you know, which I really didn't think I was going to get into, you know what I mean? But, you know, time was right and stuff, and you know, it blossomed into what I have now.
Yeah, you know? Like, so when you decided to take the initiative to do a business, were you a little hesitant, or were you just like, you had your vision and you know, I know what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna move forward with this.
Well, like I said, I mean, when I was going out, you know, everybody's place, you know, to go was Pegasus Hobbies. You know, that was my hobby store. You know what I mean? You know, I seen them evolve from the small store to their big store that they're in now. You know what I mean? So I got to see that chapter, you know what I mean, from Pegasus and stuff, you know. And, you know, it started getting to the point where there was a lot of stuff that I was after that they weren't carrying. You know what I mean? And you know, I was fortunate enough, you know, to hook up with a guy of mine in that lives in Japan and stuff. And that's when you know, it was in back in 2012 when I went to a show in San Bernardino. It was the Route 66, and they had a model car event at the Carousel Mall. And when I went to that show, that's when, you know, I started seeing new stuff and stuff. And there was a particular builder truck that I saw was a Peterbilt 359 that he customized and everything. And it was Biggs from MCBA. And it was his truck. He calls it 300 and stuff. After I seen that truck, you know what I mean? After I came home and all that stuff, I was like, you know what? It's time to take that step. You know what I mean? Open up the shop, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And I did, you know what I mean? And the good other thing too is that I had my wife who supported it, you know what I mean? When we were dating, she came in full blown to what I was doing, you know? When we were dating and stuff, you know, when she was coming over to my pad, you know, it smelled like paint, you know what I mean? Because I was painted inside the house and stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So dang. I had kits, you know, laid around everywhere, you know, smell like paint, you know, instead, you know, my bedroom room, you know, full of magazines, you
cars
know.
Cars are all drying out.
You know what I mean? So, you know, she came into it, you know what I mean? And I think with her, you know what I mean, you know, gave me the extra little push that I needed.
Yeah.
So I opened it, you know, that's when I started Leon Low Hobbies, you know, and when I opened it, you know what I mean, at first, you know, it's kind of scary, dude, because I went with 3 months without a sale.
Yeah.
You know? And when you start off with a new business, you know, a lot of people don't know who you are. You know, they don't know if you're legit or you're a scammer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was very hard, I mean, to start it off from ground up, you know? And
yeah, it's tough.
It's you know, tough. As time went by and stuff, you know, I had my first sale and stuff. And then from there, word of mouth, you know, hey, you know, I bought this from this guy, you know, and started getting big and big. And now I'm at the point where, you know, I had my walk-in store, but the traffic where I'm at started to slow down, you know what I mean? So business-wise, it wasn't efficient for me to stay open, you know what I mean? Because I was competing with, you know, like I said, everybody buys online now. You know, and that's why support is a big thing when it comes to your local hobby shops. You know, your small shops and stuff, they're not going to survive if you don't go there and buy from them. You know, yeah, it might be, you know, $5-$10 more than what it is online, but it takes a lot more resource to have those kits on the shelf because they have more of an overhead. You know what I mean? So, you know, I would like to people to understand that, you know what I mean, is that support your local hobby shops if you still have some close by you. You know what I mean? Because in the long run, if you don't support them, they're going to close and you're going to get upset because they closed.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's always going to be a moment where there's going to be a weekend or something where you either need a kit or a part, paint, and then or a hobby knife, some kind of tool. And it's going to be like on the weekend more the weekend. Right. And if you order online, you got to wait all these days till it arrives, but you need it right there and then, and you're going to jet out to your hobby shops. You're going to look for one and you're going to be like, oh, they're gone. They're closed down.
Yeah. And you know, that's a big factor. I mean, support your local hobby shop. You know what I mean? Yeah. The stuff might be a little bit more expensive than what you can buy it from online. But in the long run, when it comes to shipping and everything, you're paying the same amount.
True.
You know?
That's true.
So, you know what I mean? When it comes down to it, you know, you're paying the same amount, you know? And, you know, me strongly feel, you know, it as, you know, I see it as a consumer and as a business, you know what I mean? And I was a builder first before I became a business, you know what I mean? And, you know, I try to help out as much as I can, you know, be humble, you know what I mean? And, you know, I know there's some places you go to, you know what I mean? They try to sell you all kinds of stuff, you know, as, you know, for beginners where I, you know, I kind of think, you know, they're just trying to make a sale, you know what I mean? And they really don't need to sell them all that stuff, you know what I mean? You know, I've seen that a couple of times, you know? And, you know, that's where, you know, I try to be different, you know what I mean, from other shops, you know? I don't carry, all the stuff I carry is plastic. You know, I don't carry any RC stuff. I don't do none of that stuff. You know what I mean? Because there's too many shops that do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel if you're into that, then go to those shops. You know what I mean? I want to strictly stick with plastic, you know what I mean? And that's what I've been doing all these years. I mean, and then once it evolved to that, and then I started, you know, messing around with, you know, CAD files and stuff, you know what I mean? Messing around on the computer. And then I bought my first printer, you know, my 3D printer, you know, and then it brought a whole new light to things, you know what I mean? Because if you can imagine it in your mind and you can put it on design on the computer, in a couple hours, you will have a prototype in your hand, you know what I mean? So
yeah. You just print that right there on the spot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it gets, you know, now it's evolved to another thing, you know what I mean? Now, you know, the 3D world, it's a whole other animal.
Yeah. With what's happening, you know, what happened with Revell, and we're all kind of just waiting on the sidelines to see what's going to happen, you know, waiting an announcement, something, to see if they're going to still continue producing what they were producing from Germany or what, you know, we're still waiting. But let's say they're out of the picture for now. Like, they're just, nothing's popping off. And but then we have AMT still doing their thing. You know, and Mobius and all these other companies still producing models. Do you feel that at some point, you know, the 3D printing world is gonna start to take over, like everyone? Or even you guys are, like, I know you guys are on the forefront, bringing, like, creating stuff that we need, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to take over, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because people need to understand when it comes to the 3D world, you know what I mean? Is when you print something, if you want it to come out in good quality, you got to print in low print speeds, you know? And for instance, let's say we'll use a body for an example, right? A body can take up to 7 days to 14 days to print, you know? So how are you going to run efficiently and produce kits and stuff for people if one body takes you 14 days to print?
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
And that's 1/25th scale too.
Yeah. A bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's something where, you know, the listeners and stuff, you know, need to, understand that when it comes to the 3D world, you know what I mean? You got to print in low speeds, you know what I mean? Because you want that detail. Because you can print fast, but you're going to have a lot of those layer lines and it's going to be rough, you know what I mean? And you don't want that as your master or as your prototype, you know what I mean? So what we do is that we'll print at low speeds and everything. We'll produce what we call our master, right? And we'll check and make sure, you know, the dimensions, the thickness and all that stuff is there. And if it is, then we'll primer it and everything, get it ready, and then we'll make a mold out of it and then produce it out of resin, cast it. You know what I mean? Because if you cast it, you run more efficiently. You can pop out a lot more and a lot quicker than you can printing. You know what I mean? So that's where, you know, the 3D ain't going to take over, you know, the industry. You know what I mean? As long as these guys are still producing and stuff, the 3D will be there to lane access to, like, you know, accessories and stuff. But when it comes to mass production, you can't do it by 3D printing. You know what I mean? It takes way too long.
Yeah. Unless you got, what, like 1,000 3D printers going on at the same time?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, dude, right now, dude, I'm running 15.
Dang.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
You know what I mean? And like I said, I started with one, And it got, I got so excited and so inspired.
Yeah.
That went deep. I didn't want to wait for that part to finish to print something else. So I bought another one, you know what I mean? And then unfortunately, you know, through the decisions and stuff that I've been making and stuff, you know what I mean? It all pays for itself, you know what I mean, in the long run.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know? So it pays for itself, you know? So I'm happy, you know, that I can, you know, show people what we can do at home. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not a big, you know, company where, you know, I'm producing all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? But I do like doing that one-off stuff, you know what I mean? And
makes not it more, only that, more exclusive.
Yeah, you know, more exclusive. Not only that, but I also like listening to the consumers, the buyers, you know what I mean? So when I go out to these shows and stuff, you know, I sit there and I ask them questions, you know, what do you guys want to see? You know what I mean? Say for an instance, I was like, say Revell or one of the other companies are here. What kit would you like to see them manufacture? You know? And, you know, I go based off of that, you know, do my intel, do my homework. You know what I mean? Because people got to realize, dude, when it comes to licensing and all that stuff, it's expensive, dude. You know, they want their cut, man. They want their cut, you know? So, I mean, to produce kits and stuff, dude, it's expensive. You know what I mean? And to get the tooling and stuff done out of, you know, the injection mold, it's expensive. You know what I mean? So
just keeps adding up.
Yeah, you know, that's why the prices of kits been going up, you know, and a lot of people are like, oh, you know, $30 for a kit's way too much, you know what I mean? But they got to understand, you know, it's a process, you know, and they got to pay their licensees and, you know, to say for Chevy or for instance, whatever, they got to pay them their percentage, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's a process, dude. People need to understand, you know, once stuff, you know, prices go up, kits go up, you know?
Yeah, I was tripping out when I had on Joe one of the previous episodes when he had mentioned about NASCAR, how the decals, there's so many decals, you know, that go on those cars. So it's like Revell has to license
everything,
each
yeah.
one of those tiny, like small little decals that goes on that car.
Yep.
And I kept thinking, like, it never, you know, crossed my mind until he was talking about that. And I was like, man, that kid right there, all that money that went into that, you know, must have been yeah. so much to license that.
Yep.
It's crazy. Uh-huh.
You know, that's where, you know, just that's where, like, you know, people need to understand, you know, it's just, you know, it's as long as we keep supporting, they're going to keep producing, you know, and the whole issue, like, you know, with Revell and stuff, you know, it wasn't because Revell did bad. You know what I mean? It was a person who owned Revell that did bad, you know, and that what they did and the consequence, that's what happened. You know, they had to sell off their assets, you know what I mean? And hopefully this company who bought them, you know, bought it to keep producing, you know. But I know it's going to come if they plan to do it in Germany and stuff, you know. Obviously, we're going to pay a little bit more than what we're paying.
Yeah.
Because it's not getting done in the States anymore, so.
There's going to be a premium right there.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's crazy. Like, when I got back into model building, I was hitting up my local hobby shop. And I would also hit up the Hobby Lobby, Michaels, and then Hobby People when they were still around. And I was paying full price for the kits, but I wasn't buying as much. You know, I was paying about close to $30-$35 for a kit. Mm. And when I was buying, you know, I would buy one and I would work on it. And then I would, you know, right when I'm getting close to completing it, I would get excited and I would go back and I'll buy another kit. But I wasn't buying so many just because I was like, I can't afford all these kits. They're expensive. And then, like, one day I was at Hobby Lobby and I was asking, I think for like a price check or something to one of the employees there. And she was just like, oh, it's this price. And she just right away tells me, oh yeah, don't, go on the website and don't forget to get the coupon. I'm all the coupon. Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, there's a 40% off coupon off any item. And I was like, for real? And she's like, yeah, what? Go on there right now. And I was like, when does it expire? She's like, oh, it's like forever. So I was like, oh, man. Yeah. They, all right. Now they messed up, you know? Because that provoked me to buy more, and I started buying more than what could I than what I could complete and finish, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just, I had to stop that though. I was like, no, like, all right, I already got the kits. I'm not going to double up, triple up or whatever. Just because I already have what I, you know, what I want. But then that prevented me from paying like the full price.
Full price. Yeah.
And this was like a, I would say now it's been like a few years when I was at that time when I was going kind of crazy, like buying up, cause I didn't have all this stuff. And I was like, all right, now I want to catch up. But now it's like, I'm happy with what I have. I have enough kits, to keep me busy, you know, and even one kit's taking me months to complete.
Yeah. We all say we have enough, but we end up keep buying, bro. You can never pass up a good deal, man. Nah, especially if you go to these shows or if you go to the swap meets or you go to these estate sales. You can never pass up a good deal.
Yeah, so you know, when I like doing that, the coupon, what changed it for me later was when I started to go to like the first shows and everybody had good deals, like really good deals. And I was like, dang, this is even cheaper than the stores. What's going on? So, you know, you start stocking up on all that stuff. But then, you know, I start thinking like, wait a minute, like, now this is preventing me from buying from my local hobby shop.
Yeah.
So then I thought, okay, well, I'm not buying the kits right now, but what I'm really spending a lot of money where I'm supporting them is I'm buying styrene, like the sheets, like every styrene piece that I need tubing. I'm also buying like the Tamiya glass jars and any kind of like knives, like hobby supplies, sanding sticks.
Yeah, tools and all that stuff. Yeah.
So, and even that stuff adds up after a while.
I mean, anything that you can go in there to support your local shop, dude, is helping.
Yeah.
You know, even if you just go for one bottle of paint, you know, that you needed, you know, that's helping. You know, that's where, you know, people, you know, need to understand is that as long as you keep going, the doors are going to stay open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And unfortunately, you know, it wasn't happening here where I have my store. You know what I mean? And I had to close, you know what I mean? Because it made sense for me to sell online than to actually have the store open. You know what I mean? So right now, like I said, I partner up with Amazon and a lot of my product and a lot of my stuff, Amazon is taking care of it for me. You know what I mean? So, you know, I get time to play with the 3D printers, you know what I mean? While they're taking care of stuff, you know what I mean? And, you know, I've been doing it already going on for 2 years that way. And so far, like I said, it's going good. You know what I mean? I'm not, like I tell everybody, I'm not in it to become a millionaire. You know what I mean? I did it because I'm passionate about this hobby. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, you're having fun.
Yeah, I'm having fun, you know, and I like to, you know, see the customer's face, you know what I mean? That smile that they get, dude, if you know, because you hooked them up, you know what I mean? And then a couple months later, they come back and they show you their finished product of what they did that they bought from you, you know what I mean? That's what excites me, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's what I like to see, dude, is the smile on people's faces, you know? Because a lot of this stuff, you know, people need to understand, you know, it takes time to build a nice quality build, you know? And then if you, depending on how detailed you want to go and stuff, you know, it takes time, you know, and patience, you know, to get, to produce a quality art piece, you know what I mean? And, you know, going out there to these shows and stuff and seeing people's faces, that smile or that, you know, face of what, you know, you bust that out, you know what I mean? It's, that's what I like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm kind of glad and happy that I get to see it both sides, you know what I mean, of it.
Yeah, and also going back to the when we were at the Lowballers greet and meet, you had brought out some stuff to show everybody there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I brought out.
About that.
Yeah, I brought out the replica Wrap with Envy in 1/16 scale that I did a collaboration with 3D Scale Parts and SoCal Inc. Mr. 1/16 Santiago Hernandez. I brought that out because at SoCal NNL, you know, I don't know if some of the listeners were there or if they weren't, they saw the rendering on Mike's computer, right? And then I made the goal to get as much of it I can, you know, print out before the low ballers meet and greet. So they got to see the rendering, and then they also got to see prototype of some of the parts at the meet and greet. You know what I mean? So that right there really, you know, a lot of people told me blew their minds away. You know what I mean? That, you know, everybody, it's an iconic truck. You know what I mean? So everybody knows who Wrapped with Envy is, you know what I mean? And it's going good so far. I mean, it's going to be 100% all 3D printed. You know what I mean? So
wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, and it took Mike 6 months to do all the design and stuff on the computer and get it ready to the point that it is now, you know, printable. And from there, like I said, we're going to finish it off. And the whole truck, it's all going to be 100% 3D printed. You know, the wheels, rims, tires, engine, suspension, frame, interior. I mean, everything's going to get done in 3D. You know, so it's a nice project, you know what I mean?
Once you guys have everything all printed, Santiago's gonna be the one assembling and painting, like getting it all together.
Yeah, he's the one's gonna take care of putting it together, building it, and getting it ready to hit the show scene. So after I finish what I need to do, it's going to go to Santiago. He's going to take care of what needs to get done as assembly, paint, and all that stuff. So he's going to get all that done, taken care of, and he's the one that's going to be taking it out to compete or to showcase at the local shows.
Wow. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's going to be rad, like to see that in person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I know people seen it on computer. I know people seen it on Instagram, you know, a couple of photos that we've been, you know, teasing here and there, but it's not going to be the same as seeing it in person, you know what I mean? And Santiago, he actually worked with the owner of the real one. You know, he was part of the crew. He was a crew member. So he has a real close connection to the truck. So you know, and the guy that owns it, you know, Derek and all them, they know that the truck's being built and stuff, and they're blown away, you know, that a dream of his was to build a replica, and now it's coming to life.
Yeah.
You know, wow. Thanks to, you know, Mike at 3D Scale Parts and myself, you know, we're bringing it to life, you know, for him, but he's the one that's going to take over and do his magic to get it to the finish line. You know, I mean, we're just, you know, Mike was the designer, I'm just the guy, you know, printing it out, bringing it to life. You know what I mean? And it so far is going good. You know what I mean? Like I said, there's some stuff that, you know, we have to make adjustments on. You know, you're never going to get it right the first time, you know, but it's there. I mean, the truck's there, you know. It's brought to life now, you know what I mean? So it's not a dream anymore, you know? So, hopefully, you know, the response that he gets, it's a good one, you know what I mean? Because it's an iconic truck, you know? So.
Yeah, I'll have to post some pictures, of the real truck, the famous truck, and then also the 3D printed, for the listeners. So on the show notes. So yeah. You get to see it. I'm excited to see that when it's time for it to come out. You know, even just seeing it there at the park, you know, it stood out a lot. I was like, wow, like the wheels and everything. It was a trip to see that, you know, there. And then just the way how you had it, like, extended going up as well,
yeah,
on the bed. I was like, man,
that
was cool, man. Like, thanks for bringing that out. You know,
I appreciate it, man. I mean, you know, I wanted to bring it out I was hoping to get a lot more of it done before then, but you know, like I said, you know, you can only work the printer so quick, you know. And I wanted to showcase it because you know, people saw it at SoCal NNL, you know, as a rendering on the computer, you know, it wasn't a prototype yet, you know. And I wanted to give them that shock factor, so when they went to the meet and greet, the people and the followers that we have on Instagram, if they were going to go, we'll give them a nice piece to see, you know, hey, this was on the computer and here it is now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's dope. And how do you see the, like right now, I mean, I was talking about this with Alvin and other friends, and I just feel right now it's like an exciting time. Everything's evolving. You guys are creating stuff with 3D printing. You have people like Hank producing wheels. And it's like everybody, it seems like everybody's like working hard, doing their homework, and just like really working on their craftsmanship and busting out, whether they're customizing or painting. It seems like everybody right now is like, every day I see something new. Someone's just coming out, and it's very inspiring. And it's a sign, you know, I see it moving forward. Like everything is just, it keeps going. Even Jeffrey's earlier today, he came out, you know, making his color bar available now. It's ready. It's done. Those are now available for the market. And it's just like everybody is just, a lot of people are coming out with stuff. How do you see the future right now of model building, like within the next, let's say, like couple of years or 5 years?
Oh, to be honest, dude, I mean, the way things are going now with, like you said, you know, people busting out, bringing stuff out, letting people, you know, producing more parts for people and stuff, I think it's going to just get even bigger than what it is now. You know what I mean? Because to be honest, I mean, I never seen it how it is right now. You know what I mean? Where everybody's working on something and everybody is like sharing on Instagram, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you know, people do videos and stuff. And not only that, but like I said, you know, the shows and stuff that we do still have going on, you know, people are coming out, you know, still. You know what I mean? And I think as long as we all, you know, the way I look at it is that, you know, as long as we keep the drama away from it, I think it'll get bigger and continue going strong. You know what I mean? But like in anything, dude, you get that one sour apple who causes drama, and that kind of kills it for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, so, definitely.
You know, as long as we put all that to the side and stuff, I see it going strong still. You know what I mean? Not only that, but if buyers, consumers and stuff keep supporting their local shops and the local shows at their area, you know, even if they don't go to compete or anything like that, going there as a spectator, buying raffle tickets, it helps that venue. You know what I mean? So you know, you don't have to bring out your bills if you're not comfortable. You know, I know some people are not comfortable bringing their stuff out. They don't like competing. You know what I mean? They just like, you know, they're built for fun. You know what I mean? And, you know, if they can come out and stuff, you know, support the shows and stuff and let the shows keep going, then I honestly think, you know, like I said, we have a strong future coming. You know what I mean? Not only with the stuff I'm doing, with Mike's doing, with, you know, Jeffrey's doing, Hank, you know, all those guys, you know, that are producing stuff, you know, as long as they continue doing it, there's no stopping us, bro, to be honest.
Yeah, everybody's going to just keep moving forward. And it's awesome that everybody's sharing, helping each other out. And, you know, every one of us is different. Like, we all have a love for the hobby, but everybody has a different flavor. It's like, it's all expression. The colors that we select, the car model that you select, the wheels that you select to go on this car, you know, we could all learn at the same time, but at the end, everybody has a different expression of what they're going to put on that canvas. you know, and it's the same to like, you know, like the way we dress every day, you know, we all wear shoes, clothes, but we, you know, each day is different. It's all expression. Like, oh, today I'm going to wear this color shirt with these jeans and these shoes. And then the next day is another combination. So it's kind of the same with the model building. It's just that it takes longer, obviously, with the model building. But it's always like a beautiful thing to see, you know, when people are showing you on Instagram and then finally you get to see it in person. You know, I like seeing the Scale Auto magazines when they're showing like the NNL East and all these shows that are like in the East Coast that I'm always like, man, one of these days I want to go to one of these shows.
Yeah.
I want to, because I know it's everywhere. It's a different, you know, some places do lowrider, some don't, but I want to see what they're into because I know that what I see there, it's going to get me excited. And I know I'm going to learn something from that, that I'm going to take back home with me. And I'm going to put, you know, my input from that into my future builds. Cause there's so many talented people. And the thing is too, it's crazy that there's some people that are super talented, but like you said, they're very humble. They're very chill and, you know, they really don't want to share it or they don't want to bust it out, but they keep it in the house or whatever, or they just don't put it online. But the moment you see it, you're like, man, you need to put that out. Like, people need to see this.
Exactly. Just like you're saying, you know, going to other venues and stuff, other shows in other states. You know, when I first went to Japan to see some shows out there, you know, I was blown away that the lowrider culture over there is a lot stronger, you know, than I thought it was. You know what I mean? Over there, I was like, oh, they're more about imports and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But no, dude, I was blown away, dude. Yeah. when I went out there, dude, I was like, no way, man. And it shows, man, the pride that they got, dude, in the lowrider industry and stuff. And it shows in their cars, dude, that they have out there, bro. I mean, there's some top quality stuff out there, man, that it just blew me away. You know what I mean? Because I didn't expect it, you know, to be honest. You know, it was a mouse drop experience, you know what I mean, when I was out there. You know what I mean? And hopefully, you know, hopefully, like I was hearing your guys' last podcast, like, you know, get together or a bunch of people and go out and experience, you know, other venues, like in different states or overseas and stuff. You know, I think that's a great idea, you know what I mean? Because if you roll in as a group, you know, you all have the same mentality and stuff. You get to experience it all together. You know what I mean? It's a lot more fun to experience with a group than by yourself or your spouse. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you don't share the same passion. You know what I mean? When you go with your spouse, you know?
No, yeah, definitely. Because I've traveled out of the country before with music, and there was these opportunities I got where I would go on a tour by myself for like 3 weeks going to different countries, and it was fun, but then it got to a point where you just get lonely and you're just like, man, like you see things, but there's no one there for you to like talk about what you just experienced, what just happened right in front of you. And when you're traveling with a bunch of friends and homies and you see stuff happen to you, you get exposed to stuff, or you start to be like, oh, let's check out this art gallery, even though it's not model building, but it's art. And you're going to see a painting, you're going to see some sculpture or something that is just going to blow you away, or just something random funny is going to happen in the street. You're going to have all these crazy experiences, and it's always fun. And at the same time, you're not worried or scared that something, you know, bad could happen, because now you're in a bigger crowd.
You're more comfortable with the
group. No, definitely. But I think a lot of people are going to start to head out more, you know, whether it's people coming out to California to see the shows that we're at, or even us heading out to their state or their country to check out what they got going on. And I mean, if we decide like, hey, let's go support this, or let's check this out, you know, I would highly recommend whoever decides to travel, always make sure to like hit up who's throwing the event or whatever, and try to see maybe something can be coordinated where you could participate, whether it's a showcase or just something, you know. That way everything works out great and you have a fun experience.
Yeah, totally. You're totally right about that. I mean, I feel, you know, the same way about that, you know. I mean, as long as, you know, I think as long as we all support each other, dude, I mean, nothing can stop the industry. You know what I mean? And I like seeing what people can do, you know, because, like, you know, I tell everybody, you know, we all have our own artistic hand. You know what I mean? You can give, you know, a room, you know, everybody the same model, dude, and they're all going to look different because we all have our own artistic hand and our own style, you know? So that's where, you know, each model stands out, you know what I mean? And, like I said, the show that's coming up, what is the Roastfish show? You know, I'm curious to see what everybody's going to do with the Foos kits.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? for that competition, you know what I mean? Cause you got a couple of good Foos kits that are out there. You know what I mean? Everybody, like I said, you know, you got the truck, you got the caddy, you know, you got a couple other ones, but I want to see what people are going to do with that. You know what I mean?
Even that 65 Impala.
Yeah. The 65, you got the Dart, I think it is. The Charger.
Yeah. The Charger.
You know what I mean? There's a couple of them. I just want to see what people are going to do. You know what I mean? What kits are they working on for it? You know what I mean? And I just want to see, you know, what they come out with. You know what I mean? And that, like I said, that's a kit that is accessible to everybody, you know, with the 40% coupon on Hobby Lobby. You know what I mean? You can practically get them all there.
Yeah. I have my fingers crossed. I hope Chip Foos is there. He might be there, but if he's not, I'm still stoked that they were, like, they're endorsing it, you know, like they're that's awesome right there.
Yeah, that's what I was telling my wife. I was like, man, I hope Foos is there. Yeah, you know, it'll be cool to have him there. But, you know, I understand he's a busy man. You know what I mean? You know, he has other venues and stuff he has to take care of. But if he's there, it'll be great. But if not, you know, at least one of their team members is there. You know what I mean? I was telling the wife, it would be pretty cool if he was there, you know, you get the guys or whoever's, you know, in that competing with, you know, get them, you know, because I'm actually doing one for that show too.
Nice.
One of the Foos kits and stuff. And I told my wife, if he's there, I was going to see if I can get him to just sign the roof or the trunk or the whatever car that I'm doing, you know? So,
yeah, that'd be cool. Get a signature, you know, on there.
You know, just to have something, you know, documented, you know what I mean? Something in as, like, the way I look at it, dude, it's another part, another chapter in my, you know, in my career, you know what I mean, that I like to document, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'm curious to see what's going to go down at the Roaster Show, you know what I mean? And I know, you know, a lot of people wait till the actual day of the show to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and take their cars and stuff. But if we get the exposure and stuff, you know, my pack up pretty quick. So, you know, I urge people to get there early, or, you know what I mean, I might take mine the day before. So, just to support it, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, if we don't support these shows, you know what I mean, they ain't gonna want to do them anymore. And we're already lost a couple shows already, so I don't want to see more of them go, you know?
Yeah, I'm planning on be there Saturday. It's like a 2-hour drive from Oxnard for me to go out there. I am working on the Chip Foos, the Cadillac Eldorado.
Uh-huh.
So that's something that, I mean, I got, what, like close to a week for it? But I'm not too worried. It's just... I kind of already have the tape lines, like the design paint job that I want on it. I'm just mostly working on the interior and the stance of it, like how low I want it to be. But once I finish all the body work, like the interior, and I get just down to painting, then I'm good. Like once I get to that step, then I know I can bust it out for that. Even if I have to stay up late at night. But I'll make sure, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to be there, and I look forward to seeing you there. That's gonna be dope.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna try to hit every show, every event that I can make it to. I'm making that as my goal this year. Try to make it out to these shows, you know, a lot more.
You're like closer to San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So dang, you're out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's far, dude, but like I tell everybody, man, I have a passion for this, so I don't care where it's at, I'll go. You know what I mean? Cause in the long run, dude, like I tell everybody, you know, if you sit around and wait, you know, about money and stuff, dude, if I die, dude, it's not like I can take it with me. You know what I mean? So I might as well enjoy these shows and stuff while I can, you know, physically and health wise, you know, if I'm physically to go out there, you know what I mean? I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? Because I'm very passionate about the industry, you know, and seeing what other artists are bringing to the table. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, seeing it on photo and stuff on the computer, it's not the same as seeing it in person. You know? So I like that person to person interaction. You know what I mean? So hopefully, you know, God willing and stuff, you know, we get available to go out to all these shows. And like I said, I have a couple of stuff that I'm working on for Caddy Fest.
Yeah.
So nice. That's some stuff that, you know, I can't really go into discussion.
Secret. The podcast just shuts down. My laptop just shuts off. I'm like, wait, what happened?
but like I said, we have some stuff that we're working on. I know you guys. I'm pretty sure you guys have been seeing the collaboration that me and 3D Scale Parts are doing. We're doing a lot of he designed a brand new 520 tire that we're going to make it available to the public. You know what I mean? We're doing the True Spokes. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we want to bring and hit the market. You know what I mean? And we want to hit it hard. Yeah. You know what I mean? And as more stuff starts, you know, like, you know, I want people, you know, he's showing pictures and stuff like that, but there's a lot of, you know, I know he's been getting hit up, you know, but, oh, I want two sets, I want three sets, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's all coming to life, you know what I mean? So we're doing prototypes, you know, trial and error, you know, like some of the tires, I already run them, and there's some stuff, modifications that we have to do, you know what I mean, to have that detail, you know what I mean? It might look right on the computer, you know what I mean? But when you actually print it, some of that detail washes off. You know what I mean? So when you're designing it, you got to over exaggerate the detail. So when you print it, you don't lose so much of it. You know what I mean? And that's where the time and trial and error come into play. You know what I mean? Because we're going off of, you know, one-on-one measurements, but we're scaling them down to whatever scale we're making it for. You know what I mean? So, people need to, you know, the stuff's going to be available for everybody. You know, everybody's going to have an equal opportunity to purchase. You know what I mean? But we plan, like I said, there's going to be more photos in the upcoming weeks that are going to be, we're going to be leaking, you know, of a lot more stuff, of a lot of, accessories and stuff that we plan to bring to the market, you know, for everybody, you know what I mean? For everybody to enjoy, you know, cause my fascination is I want to see what other artists can do with the products that we're releasing. You know what I mean? So I want to see what they can do with it. You know what I mean? Cause really what's going to promote the products and stuff is the artists themselves. You know what I mean? What they can do with it, you know? You know, if they come out with something, you know, you look at it and you're like, man, that's dope. You know, where can I get that? You know what I mean? So that's where I look at it, you know what I mean? It's a lot of the I want to see what these artists can do with them, you know, different artists, you know, not only, you know, built it as a lowrider, but also as a, you know, a hot rod, you know, the resto rod that they call it, you know what I mean? So, you know, and we plan to bring out, you know, a lot of the Impalas, you know, make it available for everybody. And the first one that we started with, and we already started doing parts and stuff, you know, running them, is the 58 Impala.
Dope. That's cool.
So Warrior running stuff, you know, he, like I said, if you know, pay attention to Instagram, you know, we're going to be leaking a lot of photos and stuff. And we just want people to understand that, we're building our inventory, you know what I mean? And, I don't know if you've seen those, the Oregon speakers that, came out, you know, that, we sent to Jeffries.
Yeah, I talked to Mike. He has some on the way for me as well. Once I get those, I'm gonna take some pics too. I'll post those to you guys.
You know, me, so
those are dope, dude. Like I remember seeing those on real cars, and just being blown away. Like man, like I need that on a model.
Yeah, and, but see the difference with these ones is. They're like the real ones with the hole all the way cut out through. You know what I mean? So it's not like some of them that are out there where it just had that detail of the organ pipes, mm-hmm. but it didn't go all the way through. These ones go all the way through, dude. They're open. So if you can add sound to your model car, sound will actually play through them. You know what I mean? Because it goes all the way through. They're not solid, so they're like the 1-to-1.
That's tight.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So they're like the 1-to-1. So I mean, hopefully,
where can people get those? Like for the listeners,
And stuff right now. If you guys want to get the organ speakers and stuff like that, go to on Instagram. Go to 3D Scale Parts and talk to Mike. And DM them and stuff like that, and he'll let you know how you guys can purchase them and the price on it, and he'll take care of you. I mean, a lot of the stuff that right now it's available also too on his Shapeways store. If you go to 3D Scale Parts and you go under the sections and you go to interiors. He has them there available too if you guys want to purchase them through Shapeways as well. You know what I mean? So you can go and check them out there if you want to buy the organ speakers. As more stuff comes to play, more stuff comes available, then a lot of the stuff will be, you know, like I said, we'll be releasing and we'll either, you know, he release it on his Instagram page or he'll release it also on his Facebook page at 3D Scale Parts. If you guys some of the listeners are on Facebook, you can follow them at, you know, at the 3D Scale Parts. Also too, you know, they're, like I said, I'll have some of this stuff too as well. You know what I mean? If you follow me on Instagram, you can look me up on Instagram, Leo No Hobbies. And also on Facebook, you know, you can DM me there. And like I said, you know, we'll take care of you guys. You know what I mean? That's where Our main thing is, dude, is make these parts accessible to everybody. You know what I mean? Not just, you know, certain people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Not just me. Not playing. You guys are just making parts for me. Dang, I'm just like, man, I got all these parts here.
Dang. You know what I mean? So, but like I said, we plan to do, like I said, we're doing some interior, like the organ speakers. We got other plans to do more. Interior stuff like seats and stuff like that, consoles and all that.
Yeah, seats and consoles, definitely. That would be dope. Do you guys, when you guys put pictures, maybe you if it's a picture that was top secret, maybe you should put that little top secret label on the picture, the little the water drop on there, or declassified.
Classified.
Bam.
You know, might get murdered if you release it. No, like I said, we have a lot of stuff that are in the works. I mean, like I said, we plan to do a lot of... Our main thing, dude, is to bring a lot of these one-to-one lowrider accessories available to the public.
Yeah.
You know, not only we're not only going to offer it in resin, but we're also going to offer it in billet aluminum. You know what I mean? So if people want to, you know, because, you know, there's certain people who do like the aluminum look, you know what I mean? The realism. If they want to go that route, it'll be available, you know what I mean, to them at that, you know, at that route, you know what I mean? And, there's other stuff that, we're working on and stuff that, we're making the, you know how on the actual real lowrider, you have, they have the hub adapter where the knockoff actually spins on to hold the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We're making those as well.
Sweet. So there's going to be a lot more detail.
Yes, you know, you know, we, so we're making it where, like I said, you know, it's the way the philosophy, like we always said, dude, we want quality over quantity, you know what I mean? So we want to produce quality stuff for everybody, you know what I mean? And like I said, right now we're building our inventory. You know, I know there's a lot of people who are anxious to get some of this stuff, but, you know, keep, you know, patience, you know what I mean? We're going to start, you know, we're going to start flooding the internet pretty soon. You know what I mean?
It's people just, are going to be like, stop, stop already. It's too much. No.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So we just want to produce stuff for everybody and just to see what other artists can do with this stuff.
Yeah. You know see, what I mean? See what's created. Does a Mike, live, are you guys, do you guys live pretty close out there?
Oh yeah, dude, he's about an hour away from me, so we link up when we have the time.
Like, do you guys meet like halfway? I'm imagining you guys like talking about sending files and then you're like, all right, we got the renders, let's meet up. And you guys meet like halfway in some deserted like diner on the side with trench coats and your hats and with your briefcases trading notes.
That sounds like an idea, dude. No.
That could be a promo. That could be your commercial.
We do meet. You know, I mean, there's some ideas that we're so anxious, and not only that, but he's so anxious to see it in a prototype form. So me and him, we're going to meet up on Sunday. You know, we got a couple of stuff that did a couple of test prints.
Yeah.
And Sunday we're going to meet up. We're going to sit down, exchange notes. And then from there, you know, obviously photos are going to be coming. So just keep your guys' eyes out, you know, because there's some nice stuff coming,
mm-hmm.
you know, as we venture on with this whole thing. But also, you know, if my main thing, dude, right now, dude, is that I have a couple of stuff that I have to get ready for Cadillac Fest. And what's killing me is the turnaround time of some of the materials. So I'm hoping this stuff shows up so I can really have this ready for Cadillac Fest. You know what I mean? And I honestly think, you know, this is going to blow out of the water because not everybody expects what's coming at Cadillac Fest.
Dope. Can't wait. You what you guys should do is a promo where you guys are dressed up like Pulp Fiction and you have the briefcase open and only you guys, you know, all this light comes out. None of us know what's in it. And then you bust it out that day. Man, or maybe you guys that day you guys just wear some suits. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, like I said, it'll
be fun.
There's some stuff that you know, I expect, you know, a lot of people to enjoy what we have coming. You know what I mean? And hopefully, like I said, you know, mainly stressing, you know me, is that people, you know, understand that a lot of this is trial and error, you know what I mean? And to get something right, you know, you have to run a couple of test prints, you know what I mean, to get it right, you know what I mean? But after we get the everything done, like the tires and all that stuff, are going to get casted out of resin in real rubber. So it's going to be real rubber tires. You know what I mean? So it's, you're getting that realism, you know, that, that, I think, you know, the industry will enjoy,
you know what I mean? That's going to be exciting seeing that.
You know, it's not all just, plastic, you know what I mean? And like I said, we're going to have different levels of kits, you know, for the wheels. You know what I mean? You can go with, you know, real aluminum and stuff, or you can go with, you know, all resin, you know, which we're going to leave it up to the consumer, you know, because I understand we all have budgets. We all have a limit on what we can spend on builds and stuff, and we just try to make it available to everyone. You know, we just don't want to exclude certain people, you know what I mean? Because, you know, they don't have funds or whatever the reason may be. You know, we're just trying to make it available and for everyone, you know what I mean? And get the quality, you know what I mean? True. That's more importantly than anything, dude. And when it comes to producing parts and stuff, we want the quality to go with it, you know what I mean? Because in the long run, you know, if you do stuff not good, you know, that's what people are going to look at you negatively, you know what I mean? Because you're just producing stuff that's garbage, you know what I mean? And that's not what we're about. So that's why, you know, it takes time for some of this stuff to become available because of the hours that we're putting in, you know, behind the scenes to get this product out to you guys, you know what I mean? And like I said, hopefully in the upcoming months, you guys will start seeing more photos, more test shots of stuff coming to life, you know what I mean? So, dope. And, you know, we'll go from there and see what we can do with everybody and see what everybody can do with our products.
Yeah, and you guys, if you guys want to follow Andres on Instagram, it's at Lane_Low_Hobbies. If you guys want to reach out to him there as well and follow him. And let me also get the for Mike. His if you want to follow him, it's at 3D Scale Parts. And make sure you guys check both guys out on Instagram. Give them a follow. And whatever questions you guys might have or any ideas you might want to share with them, and let them know, and that'll be, you know, some pretty cool input for them. And if you're planning to go out to the Roadster show, you know, Andres already said he's gonna be there. I'm gonna be there as well. It's gonna be on Friday, the 15th, and also the 16th, the following day on a Saturday. The model car contest will be on the 16th. And if you have any info, well, not info, questions for the information, you can hit me up on Instagram as well, at 65lokes. Or you can also check out LaskySpecialties.com, where he's going to have the info for the show as well. And also, you guys can email me at support@scaleriders.com, so I can send me your address. I'll send out some stickers your way. I still have a little bit of the podcast stickers left. I'm starting to run out, and I'm gonna send you some too, Andres, because those are some that I forgot to take to the meet and greet. But, yeah. But I'll definitely I'll mail you some, man, for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that, dude. Like I said,
I'll send that your way. And so this was episode 19 of Scale Riders, and I want to thank Andres Dominguez, Lane Low Hobbies, for coming on the show. You know, I plan to have you back again in the future for another show. And this is you know, your weekly podcast here. So as we keep going, you know, we're gonna have more guests. And, you know, I want to get all you guys back on here as well, because as time goes, there's going to be, you know, more stuff, more projects and updates with things that you guys are working on. So it would just be pretty cool to get you guys back on and, you know, share everything else. Thank you, bro. And we'll keep in touch, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for all the listeners to, you know, get to listen to our side of the story, you know what I mean? And I appreciate you having me on, and look forward to the future, and can't wait.
Cool. Thank you, bro. And I'll let you go. You have a good night, and we'll keep in touch.
You too, brother. Thank you.
All right, bro. You have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.